Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
State lawmakers have completed much of their work for 2015. Both the Massachusetts House and Senate held their final formal sessions of the year yesterday. They made progress on issues such as public records reform and social media privacy, but as WBUR's Steve Brown reports, many other big issues won't be resolved until the new year.
Think of it like the season finale of your favorite TV show. A couple of plot lines have been resolved, but there are some cliffhangers that'll get you to tune in again next year. A bill that passed both the House and the Senate, and now awaits Governor Baker's signature, doubles the penalties for anyone trafficking fentanyl, a drug frequently mixed with heroin, from 10 to 20 years in prison. Senator William Brownsberger says fentanyl is one of the most lethal drugs out there.
It is roughly 50 times more potent than heroin. It is difficult to mix properly. It accounts for a large share of the fatalities that are occurring in this state right now in the context of opioid overdoses.
While the legislature will wait until next year to take up the governor's more comprehensive opioid bill, the fentanyl bill is a piece of legislation lawmakers can point to as an accomplishment in the first year of their session in the fight against addiction. Both branches tried to resolve differences over a solar energy bill, but couldn't. And the House approved a bill to revamp the state's public records law for the first time in over 40 years. Northampton State Representative Peter Cocott says it is long overdue.
When you look at the existing statute, it actually makes reference to transcribing public records on animal skins and fine linen. So fast forward that to this day in 2015, where you can get information on anyone or anything on your watch or on your iPhone.
The update sets specific timelines for state agencies and municipalities to respond to public records requests and caps the costs associated with those requests. Pam Wilmot of Common Cause says the bill is headed in the right direction, but can be improved.
We're going to be fighting for more reforms in the Senate, focusing on having tighter time frames and more cost containment, because that can be a real issue with the public records law. But I think today is a day to be really happy about a success, and we'll have some time to work on the Senate for an even stronger bill later.
Later, meaning sometime in 2016, when the House and the Senate return for formal sessions. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown at the State House.